seeing the divine within everybody. How many people do you know you go, nice disguise, God? Anywhere. I'm looking. One of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not bear false witness. And I grew up thinking that meant that I wasn't supposed to tell a lie. But witnessing is actually seeing the truth of somebody. Bearing false witness is not seeing God in somebody. So when we're bearing false witness, we are seeing falsely. So I'd like to talk about the power of seeing God within other people. There's something about the awareness that when it opens up in us, we have to come from a place of knowing that we are divine in order to do that. Awareness comes from being able to let go of all of the created self, all of the ego that comes from beliefs and the issues and the buttons that we have, and getting to that divine place and being aware and opening up to seeing that spark of life and light that is in the other person. And so that you can get past that created self. But the power in that, you know, what Gary was talking about, you know, with seeing people in the airports and seeing that, I know they felt it because it's an energy that opens up that is the highest love. You know, when you're seeing God in somebody else, you cannot give them a higher blessing. And they're going to feel it. Stuart Wilde talks about the power of sending from our hearts to another person's heart. And if you're standing in line, they'll actually turn around and look at you. But we have to get out of ourselves, out of that place that's been hurt so many times. We've been talking about that lately, you know. We've been hurt so much that the reaction is always to hurt back. But we can be a blessing or we can be a curse. You know, we've got that option. And it's so easy to just snap that out and just hurt somebody else like you've been hurt. But if you can get out of that self and see the divine in somebody else, it's a magnetic, electric action that just makes changes. And so Stuart says, send that from your heart to another person's heart and just watch what happens. And I was sitting in an airport one time, and I'd been reading Stuart's book and practiced this in the corner of where we were sitting waiting for the plane. And there was a mom and some kids and a guy, you know, texting and somebody on the computer and my mom and myself, and it was very quiet over there. So I started doing that, just pow, you know, from the heart. And in about 15 minutes, that place turned into the party corner. There were more people gathered around there. Everybody was joyful and laughing. And it was just amazing because this energy that we are talking about is something that's palatable. You know, it's our life energy. It's not only beating our hearts, but if we intend it out and can use our awareness and see it in other people, it really does make changes. Tell a story about when I was in Mexico. I married a young Mexican school teacher and moved down to past Cuernavaca in Mexico, Cocoyoc, Morelos. And his mother hated me for good reason, you know. She'd make the food so hot that I'd be sitting there crying, all the chilies and everything, but they'd, you know, had fun with me. But I had the book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. Yeah, well, you can be the butt of the joke and let them have fun. The Greatest Salesman in the World had one of the things that you're supposed to do every day is to silently greet the person with, I love you. And so I practiced that with her. After she gave me the most horrible jobs of plucking the chickens and mopping the floors and doing all that kind of stuff, I would sit there and I'd just beam out. And I love you, I love you, I love you. And she became my best friend. Mm-hmm. And I have used that practice over and over, and it's that same energy, being able to see and love and send out that divinity that you have within yourself into somebody else and make changes. They either change or they move away from you, because that's the way it works, you know. So, because that energy really does work. So I love being here in this community. I see love between so much that's going on here, and I also see that other stuff that we need to get rid of, you know. And I imagine that's just the humanness of us, that created self. But I know that we can get beyond all this and let all that stuff go and just love each other, you know, sisters and brothers. We're here in community. And use that power that's within you. And it's so easy, just see God. That's it. Thanks.